Segment 3. Some of the most unsightly features of countryside the world over are the countless pylons and overhead cables that transfer electricity from power stations to our cities and factories. But they may be a thing of the past in the next few decades. Reporter Mary Brown is here to describe a method of transferring electricity without cables.
Pylons and cables are not only ugly, they are also impractical when it comes to getting electricity to extremely remote areas. Until recently, small islands or mountainous regions could rely only on generators or solar panels. But solar panels cannot provide all the power a modern home needs. As for generators, they need to be powered by fuel, so they are noisy and they cause air pollution. The National Space Center of France has been experimenting with a different way to convey power using microwaves. What's innovative about this technology is that it does away with pylons and cables completely. With me is Professor Ian Dreyer, who can explain how the whole system works.
First of all, the technology isn't really new. As far back as 1820, French inventor André-Marie Ampère discovered that electrical currents create magnetic fields. And then, a few decades later, it was found that these magnetic fields could be harnessed for energy. And Croatian genius Nikola Tesla patented a wireless transmission system in 1897. The system we're developing exploits the same technology used in the microwave oven, which was invented in the 1940s. The electric power is sent to a special receiving station that converts the direct current electricity into microwaves. The electricity is converted by a device known as a magnetron. After the magnetron changes the electricity into microwaves, they are beamed through a network of aerials and into a special adapting unit that reconverts the microwaves into electricity again. Because the microwaves of this system are at a different frequency than those in our ovens, there is no danger that they will cause any injury. For the time being, though, it is far from feasible to apply the new microwave technology in all situations.
So this technology is promising, but as with a lot of technologies, its cost will have to come down before we could start using it. Does this mean it can't really be applied anywhere for the time being? And when do you foresee its broader use?
There are places in the world where it's currently being applied. There's a system for the French-administered island of Reunion, located in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And in a recent experiment, power was distributed to the islands of Hawaii from a microwave power station on Maui, location of the island state's highest point. Within a decade or two, there are hopes that the technology can be combined with conventional grids so that environmentally sensitive areas, such as forests or heritage sites, can be free of pylons and cables. It is quite possible that by 2060 or 2070, we will have cableless cities where each building will have its own system, which will receive electricity wirelessly. However, in its current state, wireless transmission of electricity has two great disadvantages. The first regards efficiency. About 20 to 30% of the power is lost during the transfer, no matter what technology is used. Once we've managed to minimize this loss, then we will have greater application. The other disadvantage is there are no industry standards. We've just discussed the use of microwaves to transfer power. There are, however, three or four other technologies involving wireless power transmission. One is not really compatible with the other, so there's still no consensus as to which technology will be the dominant one.
So I guess we'll be seeing pylons and power lines for some time to come, but at least our grandchildren will be able to enjoy a drive in the country without anything to spoil the view.
What is one disadvantage of wireless power transmission? 47. What does the magnetron do? Who will see the most immediate benefits of the new technology? 49. What can we conclude regarding the technology behind wireless power transmission? 50. When can we expect wireless power transmission to be widely applied?